This is your shorty for October. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina. We have an interesting idea. Actually, not we. Keegan did. About the Would You Rathers for the shorty, which I just love. Pulling on the vast trove of bad dates that we have. Talking about, would you rather go on a date with somebody who gets too drunk or gets too high?
Now, this is an interesting one because, as we've said, there are variables here, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's like drunk on what?
Yes.
And it's like high on what?
Right, right. Yeah. And it's also like, you know, we've had the work Christmas party. We've had someone who gets too drunk at a wedding. Like,
yeah, I mean, and like, yes. So we've definitely had our share of get so drunk that they vomit everywhere, that they pee everywhere, that they fart. Shit.
Yeah, that was a recent one. Hey, they did get married.
So I feel like, yes, we've definitely had some messy drunks.
Right.
But we've also had some really bad high experiences as well.
I guess it really does depend on the high, right? Because are you high on like weed? That's like, to me, a way less of a big deal than like if you're like super fucking high on like, I don't know, heroin.
Yeah. Shrooms.
You came shroomed up.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, okay. I think for me personally, because I don't do drugs, I think that my patience would wear out much more quickly.
Yeah.
If it was somebody who was high on almost anything, like I would just get annoyed really fast with that person. Like it's like I don't know, like trip sitting or sitting with somebody who's high and like has no comprehension of like what's going on. I feel like I have more empathy for people who get really drunk because I've been really drunk.
There's less of a mess, I feel like, to clean up.
Depends.
Because like drunk means vomit.
Usually more.
At least.
Yes, more bodily fluids are flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
This one's hard for me.
I mean, you did pee on a dresser.
Yes.
Drunk. So not to call you out. I'm just saying.
No.
You've told that story before.
I've done
it. Comfortable.
I've done it. I've peed on a dresser. So yeah, there's lots of things that happen. I think I told the story too of a friend of mine that peed in a refrigerator crisper.
No.
Oh, so good.
Brilliant. Feel like, okay. Also,
did he shut the door when he was done?
It's courtesy. I feel like the type of drunk is different too. Like wine drunk, yes.
Yeah.
Whiskey drunk, no.
I don't know. I've been whiskey drunk and I'm fine whiskey drunk.
Whiskey drunk leads to lights out for me.
Wait, so did you just make a face because I'm not fine?
No. Drunk? You are fine.
I was like,
you are fine. But I feel like a lot of people are not fine. Like I've known a lot of people who get very like, and I love whiskey.
It also, again, depends on how your reaction. That's the thing. I mean, like, I grew up and my dad was an alcoholic. So like, I mean, I grew up in my house was very different with somebody drunk than a different type, you know, like, so, but I hate both of them. I don't want to be on a date with either of these. I will say that I would prefer, if we're just talking basics, just basic alcohol, beer versus like weed, I would probably go weed. I would prefer.
But too high on weed, like, because that's the thing, because we're talking too drunk or too high. Both are bad. Both are bad, bad, bad. I think when I get too high,
feels less dangerous.
True. That's true. That's true.
Too
That's a good point.
High
That's a good point.
Feels way less dangerous to me. Like, I don't feel like that person is, you're too high. You're probably just going to eventually fall asleep and.
Or just be quiet.
And neither.
Neither
one of these people are getting
a
second date.
Right. Like,
neither of these people are getting a second date. But I know myself and like. The like spinning out that would happen too high.
I feel safer to leave you too high a date, not you personally.
Yeah, but I'm like, wow, geez.
Wow, you're like, wow, that's rude.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, and yes, and a really drunk person, you still have to babysit them because they're like a really drunk person is going to try and like climb into your neighbor's window or something.
So much more unpredictable.
Right.
So much more unpredictable. Like alcohol, like that can. even just beer. A beer drunk can do, there's so many avenues. You could be wily and mischievous, like you said, trying to climb and then you're babysitting.
Getting all squirmy.
Or you have somebody who gets like fucking pissed drunk and is like a fucking piece of shit.
Wants to fight
and wants
somebody.
To like fight everybody. Yeah. Or fight you or get aggressive.
Oh, that's yeah. me on tequila.
Yeah. We saw that TikTok of that woman who got, remember, I think Cassie sent it. There was that TikTok of that woman who got really drunk on a date. And then, like, they took her back. They took her back to their apartment, and the roommate and him were trying to like keep her calm, but she was losing her shit.
That's
she was like screaming, trying to fight them. She's in the street. Yeah, okay. I've been convinced. I will go too high if it's weed.
Yes.
If it is,
we're being very specific.
If it is hallucinogenics, weed, absolutely fucking not. I'm not here for that.
Anything hard.
Anything that's too up, like anybody too who's too high on cocaine, I'm not here for that either.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's because true. That person is gonna like that person is gonna be doing some wild shit too.
That person's gonna be fun though.
Also talking your ear off about nonsense.
Yes.
Dude. One time I got so high on cocaine that I decided it would be a great idea to write down some of the thoughts in my head.
No, and you look at him sober and you're like, please tell me you still have that list.
I don't. I wish I did. It was like at one point, me and the person I was getting high with were trying to do one sentence stories back and forth.
Oh,
and
no.
It was, wow. And you read it the next day and it.
And you thought it was brilliant at the time.
You're like, we're going to be fucking rich.
You're not. And it's like the person that's sober dealing with that is having to listen to that nonsense.
Yeah. I also want to in this scenario, we're sober or nearly sober. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, you are not. You're not doing. You're not there.
There's probably nothing more annoying than being sober around somebody who's like really high on cocaine.
That's true.
Like, you're like,
actually, I've definitely done that. But I was also in my young 20s and very much like hyper hypo. So I was like up until 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed up. Chris fell asleep. He was
okay. That's also the most annoying. If you're sober in a room with two people who are on cocaine and you have to listen to them talk to each other.
No, I was in on it. I was talking with them. It wasn't just me watching them like a weirdo.
I do Mr. Burns hands.
Nice.
I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Interesting. Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, both of them suck. To be, like, sober around somebody that's, like, incapacitated, there is. But if you're talking about beer and weed, I'm definitely going to lean towards weed.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be quiet.
They're just going to get hungry.
Yeah. There might
and
be
contemplative.
Pizza
yeah.
In the equation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At least you're feeding
more
me.
Than you want.
Yeah. At least you're feeding me, which is, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably going to watch like the Royal Tenenbaums or something.
It's going to be quiet. Yeah.
Whereas, even if it's no matter what strain of weed, you are not in danger, I don't feel like. Because I've never heard of somebody getting, quote, too high in which
and
other than
violent.
Them thinking that they're only going to die themselves.
Exactly. I was going to say, personally, I have gotten so high on edibles.
That's right.
That
always
I
edibles.
Literally was laying on the ground of a musician lockout bathroom. The
awful.
If you can imagine, I probably have natural immunity to every disease now from doing that.
Yeah.
But I got so high, I was convinced that I was dying. Convinced.
No.
See, that's no fun.
That is no
fucking
fun.
But that's the literal worst thing, right? The worst thing that can happen from somebody being too high is
I
really think.
Sitting and rubbing their back and being like, you are here now.
So dizzy.
It's okay.
So nauseous. Yeah. I projectile vomited like everywhere.
Ew.
Listen, still better than I just like, I don't know, maybe it's in my own personal drama, but I just like somebody being too alcohol drunk is so.
It's messier.
All over, like they're just, your options are too wide and vast.
Well, and also like I was still able to be reasoned with. Even, yes. I mean, that is the most high yeah. I've ever been in my life, but I was still able to
People
be,
who get too drunk, you can't.
You can't. No. There's no reasoning.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
I agree. So okay. dangerous. Yes. Ooh. I mean, these are both terrible options, and neither yes. of these people are getting a second date. No. If I have again. To babysit you because you got too stoned, we're not going out again, ever.
Yeah. But it but probably won't be as bad as someone that got too
You're not going to pee in my vegetable crisper, probably. You know.
Or in my dresser on all my clothes.
Wow. On all my clothes.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, that was a journey, you guys. Ooh,
wow. It really was. Yeah. Let's launch into stories.
Okie dokie. I can go first.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. When I was 17, I took a girl out on a date to the movies. We ordered tickets, but I barely had enough money to cover it. 17. We then proceeded inside where she was nice enough to buy things, specifically nachos and cheese. Well, I managed to sideswipe and got cheese all over her dress, so I panicked and started cleaning it off with napkins, which was no. awkward. You know, that, like,
cheese you're like, oh, not coming out.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. Artificial Velveeta.
Oh, no.
That was great. Then we managed to exchange items, and somehow I wound up holding the soda. When we were looking for seats, I accidentally bumped into her and spilled soda all over the floor.
This bitch is like, God damn it.
Mountain Dew, to be exact.
Ew.
It's not done. I then had some massive exponential growth of gas and farted like shit really loud during the movie.
I just imagine it being like a quiet time. And yes, like,
it's a serious moment. And at that point, I wanted to drown myself in the nearest canal. So she had to be home earlier than expected. No, she didn't.
No.
Yeah, she, no. Oh, she did not. She was like, oh, my mom called.
I
gotta go home. So we couldn't finish the movie. Yeah, no. Sorry.
She lit
up before the end of the movie.
I cannot be in this fucking seat anymore. I don't want people to like know fart. We're together.
No. On the way to drop her off, I crashed into a tree and totaled my car.
Oh my God. Calamity.
Oh my God. That's a dream.
Like, wow. Like, this is the clumsiest person of all time.
Wait, oh but God. The universe is like, no.
No, it's not meant to be. No. It's not meant to be.
That is a sign.
That's right.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus.
I had just wired up a kickin' stereo and speaker box.
Wow.
Yeah. Picked up the girl for our first date. Hit a pothole at the corner of her street. A wire must have grounded somewhere, and I did not install a fuse. A fire started
on the dash.
This is the same guy. It's the same guy. Different car, different date. Yes.
I couldn't put it out. The car was fully engulfed in flames by the time the first fire truck showed up.
Oh, no.
My date's parents walked down the street and saw everything. After the cops wrote me a ticket for driving an unsafe motor vehicle, her dad drove me home.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Okay. Calamity is funny.
Oh, it's so funny. Wow. Well, taking mine to a different turn. This was a date with an undertaker's assistant. He'd circle every topic of conversations back to corpses. Me.
You know, I have to say, probably the first couple times I'd be like, all right. Like, this is interesting. Like, yeah. You probably know some stuff. Like, that's kind of interesting to me. But every subject?
Yeah.
Me. So, do you know what you're going to order? Him. Well, I was thinking of the steak, but I had eaten steak. But I had eaten steak when we got the river guy in, and now it makes me feel queasy.
Oh, the river guy. I'm like, I'm sorry. What?
I ended up leaving after half an hour.
The river guy.
Well, I was thinking about ordering the steak, but ever now since that river guy came in.
Bloated bodies. God. Oh. Okay. Picnic, literally on the Trail of Tears. Seriously, we were both in high school and I didn't have the heart to tell him I had no interest in him. His grandmother picked me up and drove us. He put a quilt down right next to the trail marker and proceeded to try and kiss me / tell me about our future for the next hour while tourists passed and very quietly read the historical markers.
Oh my God, that makes me want to peel my skin off.
That's
awful.
Oh my.
And imagine, like, you're reading the, it's a solemn thing. You're reading the historical markers and there's two teenagers sitting on a quilt having a picnic.
Oh no. No. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't ever do that. Okay. She says, he made me an utterly burnt grilled cheese with crunched up nacho chips inside.
Listen, that guy's high. That guy is stoned. He forgot about the grilled cheese.
He's like, oh shit, man.
Oh, damn. Then told me to get up and go wash my hands in the other room after because he wanted to hold hands but didn't like crumbs. He then held my sparkling clean hand and told me how shitty his last relationship was.
Oh, he's stoned for sure.
High.
That guy is so high. Yeah.
Oh.
Because I got high. He's like, because I got high. Your hands,
I just, the texture. I just, can't.
And no crumbs.
You could like go wash those crumbs off first, bro. That'd be great. You're like,
no crummies.
No crummies.
Oh, God. He took me to see Cloverfield, kept putting his hand on my thigh with me putting it back on his lap. He stopped and I thought he got the message. Instead, he tells me he's motion sick and we have to leave now. He staggers out of the theater, brushing against irritated people in their seats. Outside, he pukes into a popcorn bucket while I stand there mortified. We go back to his car and he tells me he is too sick to drive for a while. I wait a bit, trying to think. Can you imagine though? Like he's like, he was trying to put his hand on her thigh, like
just steady himself.
And she's like, no,
you're not getting to second base. Not tonight.
I mean, I get it. We go back to his car and he tells me he's too sick to drive. I wait a bit to think of what to do when I notice him unbuttoning his pants. Stop.
Okay, you just vomited. And I know that's not the area I'm going to,
what about this situation made you think that that was happening? What about this? The audacity.
Oh my God.
I ask him what he is doing, and he asks me if, quote, I want to kiss it.
That fills me with rage. I wasn't anticipating. Wow.
So fucking
triggered.
Do you want
actually?
To kiss
I actually
it?
Am as well. In a very awful way.
I hate that.
Got out of the car and went to the lobby and called my sister to pick me up. He was still sitting in his car when we left 45 minutes later.
Second of all, if I am that girl's older sister, if this had been my sister in the car,
you're like, roll it down. You're banging on that window. Roll it down. We got to talk.
Roll it down.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll that down.
Yeah.
We have a conversation to have.
I got things to say. Okay. This might actually also be the first guy from the story. My first three dates with my wife were at best hot garbage.
Wow. And she kept going out with you.
On our first date, I tripped on the movie theater stairs, splitting my face open. So we got to go to the ER for a first date. On our second date, she chose an iffy restaurant and we immediately ended up with food poisoning.
Oh, no.
At least we went through it together. On our third date, we basically decided to just stay at home and bubble wrap ourselves.
Right.
Her dog was so excited to see me that it barfed on my lap. At least the dog was kind of a wingman and gave me an excuse to get naked and shower at her place.
And also that... I mean, that implies that the dog likes you, right?
He's like,
he was like stoked.
Oh my God, yay! He's like Cartman.
I think it just shows, like, the longer that we do this series, that, like, even if the date is like super bad, if you're with the right person,
that's exactly right.
It's fine. It's gonna be fine.
That's so funny that you say that, because I was actually thinking that earlier, like about how many times, like some, we've recently had a bunch of string of like, my wife and I had this date, which in one person's eyes is like, you're like, no, that's a fucking deal
nightmare.
Breaker.
Like, well, with the wrong person, it would be. Like, that's all of those, if it was somebody I was lukewarm about, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to keep doing this
with you. But if you're like, I see potential here, like, you're, everything else is like just hitting.
Yeah.
You're like, that's why people say, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. Because you would never do that with somebody that you, like you said, lukewarm about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Eric and I do like the most boring things together, but it still is like so fun.
Yeah.
When it's right, it's right. Even, you know, if I drop a massive fart in the bed.
Oh, God.
He goes, noise.
Noise.
Of course he does.
High five.
Yep.
Well, if you guys have any stories, any would you rather suggestions, just want to reach out and say hello, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's mywordstatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.